This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Democrats, the Biden administration, and the media told us about inflation. Well, in case you don't, here is a short compilation in a time frame, in a linear time frame, of the different messaging and claims that have been made about inflation, from inflation doesn't exist, it's not going to happen, it's temporary, it's COVID, it's Putin. Here it is in a short video clip, just showing you how this administration lies about everything, but in this case, specifically inflation.
Anyway, thank you, guys.
Should Americans be worried about inflation, sir?
Well, I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
And by the way, talking inflation, the overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down.
I don't know anybody, including Larry Summers, who's a friend of mine, who's worried about inflation.
We also know that as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view.
Inflation, you said? Okay. Well, I would first say that one of the steps that we've taken as an administration is to provide a range of assistance to the American people, whether it is in the form of $1,400 checks. Caitlin, if you actually look at the numbers and the trends over the last several months, it shows that core inflation was not only below expectations, but it decelerated from last month.
You had told us at a town hall, I think it was in July, that this was just near-term inflation.
Number one thing that the president can do is help get COVID under control. That, we know, is the root cause of inflation and the price increases we're seeing for a range of reasons.
And finally, even as we meet to work out this challenge, it's important to maintain perspective.
Prices have gone up. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
When people go to the grocery store and a pound of meat is more expensive than it should be, we agree. That's less related to supply chain issues.
The inflation has everything to do with the supply chain. Inflation is up. It's up.
The second big reason for inflation is Vladimir Putin.
Ah, and there it is. Yeah, and I love this joke going around. Here's one example from Ice-T, but I'll do my own little rendition. Guys, last night I was out and about, and I was robbed. I was robbed, ladies and gentlemen. And the police came. I reported it to the police, and the police showed up. They said, well, do you know who robbed you? And I said, yeah, it was pump number 5. I was robbed. And so that's the big joke, but that's just part of the inflation. It's just incredible what liars they are, but the world sees it. And really, this administration is by far the most pathetic in American history, certainly modern day history. I mean, it's abysmal. It's an embarrassment. It's a clown show. I mean, you name it. It's undeniable. And I'm just thinking, if we can somehow save this country politically, which I think at this point, and I know that a lot of people may not agree with this, but at this point, it probably would mean Trump getting back into the White House and hopefully being a lot better in his second go around and having a much better group of people surrounding him in his administration. You understand that would be like sometimes at a football game or a hockey game or something, they'll have like the little peewee athletes play at halftime in between the breaks. They'll have little peewee players running around, and just, okay, it's kind of fun. And then the professionals get back up, and you're like, oh, those are pros. I mean, that's what it's going to look like in comparison from Biden to the next Trump administration.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
If they can make you believe absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities. Voltaire famously said that, and that's what we're seeing, folks. If they can make you believe absurdities, men or women... Being obese is healthy. Joe Biden is physically and mentally fit, more so than Trump. I don't think we need to go any further down the line. I think we get the point here. Then they can make you commit atrocities. Oh, let's groom children. Let's chop little boys' balls off. So first they make you believe the absurdities, then you commit the atrocities. Oh, COVID-19 is the most deadly virus ever, so deadly you don't even know you have it. That's the absurdity. What's the atrocity? Here, take this experimental injection that's killing people. If they can make you believe absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities. Let's look at some of the absurdities and atrocities that are going on here when it comes to the grooming of children. And that's what this is. And so, you know, I could chalk it up to the fact that yesterday when I was covering this, I kind of went on an unhinged rant. And I mean, I'll admit that. But, you know, I see adults grooming children, and, I don't tend to respond to that well, especially after staring at it all day for 6 hours hosting a talk show. As they say, stare into the abyss long enough, you become it. But I guess that's my problem, is I don't like kids being sexually groomed by perverts. So I guess that's my problem. I guess I'm the person with the problem, because I don't like to see young children, including prepubescent children, being taught how to be sexual deviants and perverts. I guess that's my shortcoming. I should be proud that we're grooming children to be sexual deviants. We should be celebrating this. So I should be happy that the BBC promotes 15-year-old drag queen who performs at private functions like a stripper. The BBC has promoted a 15-year-old teenage drag queen, Cherry West, who performs at private functions and LGBT pride events. Sam Carlin, 15, started performing as Cherry West when he was 13 after being introduced to his current passion, as the BBC describes it, on a family holiday in Lanzarote when he was 10. "We just stumbled upon this drag bar and thought this is going to be a laugh," said Carlin's dad, also called Sam. "So we went in and had a great time, although I got taken up on stage and I got dressed up into a drag queen. Sam thought it was funny. I was very embarrassed. Both his parents are supportive of his drag career." Oh, well, the parents love it. They're getting all this attention. They're getting praised. They're getting celebrated. And I guess they're getting paid. And quite frankly, that's why you see a lot of these deranged lunatics promoting their kids to be gay or dressing them up if they're a girl as a boy or a boy as a girl and promoting it on social media because they realize there's actually an economic opportunity there for them. They use their children for profit. So it's a whole nother level of derangement, a whole nother level of mental depravity that the left is engaged in. 15-year-old drag queen who gets paid to perform at functions. I mean, folks, you're one click away from being a 15-year-old stripper whore. And we celebrate this. It's just whacked out, man. It is just so whacked out. And you know, here's the thing. We kind of reached, I mean, if you're a social liberal, I would consider myself a social liberal. I know a lot of conservatives don't really like social liberal conservatives. But hey, there's room for disagreement and debate and discourse and not everybody thinking the same. I never grew up with any of this crap. I never grew up with gay pride parades and tranny time and drag queen time and all this other BS that they're showing kids before they can even hit puberty. And guess what? By the time I was in high school, I had plenty of gay friends, boys and girls, and, you know, they knew they were gay and they knew what they were into and it wasn't a big deal. They didn't need to rub it in your face and you didn't really care and it was just live and let live. And so this whole notion like, oh, we have to do this. We have to do this for the gay kids and the trans kids and all this other garbage. No, you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourselves. You're doing it so you can groom these kids. And then the question becomes, why? Why are you so desperate to groom these kids into your sexual perversion unless you have a desire to rape them? It's a fair question. Needs to be asked. Maybe it will be pretty soon, right to their face. Why are you so interested in teaching these kids sexually perverted deviancies before they can hit puberty? Why are you so concerned with that unless you plan on engaging with them sexually at some point? That's what this is about. There's been gay people forever. If you want to make the argument they've been discriminated against in the past, fine. Not anymore. Not the case. So it's gone from, we've reached kind of a good point if you're a social liberal, where, hey, guess what? We're accepting of everybody. Gay, straight, bi, you're an adult that wants to cross-dress, fine, whatever. To now, no, we have to teach the kids how to do this. We have to indoctrinate the kids. And the excuse is, well, we don't want them to feel left out or discriminated against or all this stuff. Bull crap. Bull crap. It has everything to do with you grooming them sexually. It has nothing to do with making sure gay people feel comfortable. Oh, are there gay kids that get bullied? Sure, there's all kinds of kids that get bullied. Bullying happens. This is sexual grooming, folks. Illinois education standards say grades K through 2 should learn about gender identity, and gender stereotypes. Grades 3 to 5 learn about masturbation, puberty blockers, and trans children. Literal grooming, homeschool your kids. Trans kids don't exist until a pervert gets their hands on them. That's the response. Trans kids don't exist until a pervert gets their hands on them. And they have all the documents here with the images where they're teaching these little kids how to have gay sex and use sex toys and mutilate their genitals, masturbate. Oh my gosh, man. You know, I prayed on this last night and I really focused myself just to refocus myself to not blow up on air like I did last night covering this stuff. I mean, folks, you understand they're giving this stuff to children. And it's like, oh my gosh. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. So all the documents are here. It's on the libs for TikTok. And it's just, they just want to be, it's kind of like when, it's like the first thing a child sees, it recognizes as the mother, and it forms that attachment, that bond. This is like you're being born sexually, but it's not the natural progress of going through puberty and maybe having your first kiss or, you know, experimenting or whatever. It's not through that organic, natural process where you kind of learn things for yourself or, you know, you fall in love with a girl or something and you're like, wow, this is awesome. I love this connection. I love this feeling. It's no, we're here as drag queens and gay liberals and we're going to be the mother of that process. So your kid's going to be gay and we're going to show your kids the different kind of anal sex toys and lube and ways to masturbate and play with themselves. And just like a newborn baby attaches to their mother, these kids then attach their sexuality to these perverts.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here live on the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I'm telling you, the immune support formula that we have just launched at InfoWarsStore.com, we're so happy about this, especially with everything that's gone down in the last 2 years plus, and people are starting to think about their immune system and rethinking the way they prepare for getting sick or getting a virus or a cough or anything, and they're thinking about their immune system. Now, Dr. Death Fauci and the rest of these corrupt scumbags in the health sector of our federal government, they're not going to tell you about your immune system. They're not going to tell you about exercise and all that stuff, but we will, and we'll provide options for you to help build your immune system. All the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com have something involved or something in their ingredients that's going to be good for your immune system. But now we have the product that is just fully 100% dedicated to building your immune system with known ingredients that are all natural and organic, known to give you immune support. It's the Immune Support Liquid Tincture Proprietary Natural Formula with the ingredients elderberry, Augustifolia root, Lomatium root, astragalus root, angelica root, and so much more. Just all natural stuff, known good for your immune system. And we're just so excited that this is going on now. In fact, what is that, crew? What do you want? You want to see it? Is that what you're requesting right now? The crew wants to see the droplets on the paper that I have in front of me. So let me just open this one right here so that you can see this. And it's basically a whole dropper every day, but here it is right here. And you can see the coloring there. These are just all natural things from nature that build your immune system. And you can see pretty thick there, too, these droplets holding their shape, if you will. But there you go. That's the elderberry. That's the astragalus root. That's the natural ingredients from the immune support formula. High-quality ingredients, high-quality formula at InfoWarsStore.com to build your immune system. We're proud of it. And it's just the key with everything else, the vitamin D3 gummies, the vitamin C plus zinc, the VasoBeat Complete, the Fizzy Magnesium, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all of it is good for immune system, but this one is just strictly dedicated to it. And it is at an introductory sale rate right now of 25% off, part of our InfoWars Emergency Blowout Sale, happening now where it's basically, I mean, it's not a going out of business sale because we don't plan on going out of business. But, you know, it's like they're trying to put us out of business and we want to survive. So we just got to sell everything out as quickly as possible to pay some bills to just extend our life a couple months here and then, you know, reformulate things to see how we're going to fund ourselves for the next month. Hell, if we had big donors like George Soros or big billionaire donors that just flushed us with millions and millions of dollars, we wouldn't have to worry about it, but that's not how we operate around here. We don't have big corporate sponsors. We just have you, the audience. That's it. And we have been able to bring on a couple sponsors, but we sell our own proprietary products at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what keeps us on the air. And it's your support there as well that makes it all possible. All right. You know, we do care about your health, unlike apparently the mainstream media. And here's the thing. I don't really get involved in people's personal business as far as, I mean, maybe if I had a friend that I saw was really getting unhealthy or out of shape or something, I would say something. But, I mean, for the most part, it's your own body, it's your own life. But see, what we do here at InfoWars is we just counter all of the propaganda media with the truth. So I'm not on here to attack people that are obese or out of shape, but it's an unhealthy way to live. And you'll be much happier when you're a healthier person. And so when they have these new shows that are just dedicated to fat people and promoting it as a good thing, it's really just kind of disgusting. Again, I don't really care if you're fat and you can use that as a personality trait and that's all fine and dandy. But let's not act like this is a health thing. Let's not act like you don't have a serious health problem. And here's the funny thing. So they're showing this trailer for this new show called Big Girls. And it's just obese women. Probably you have to be 300 pounds to even get a role. You know, it's like the first thing they do is put you on a scale and see if you weigh as much as a hippo. And then you get the part if you're, over 300 pounds or whatever. And, I mean, it's just all this filth and disgust. And it's all this propaganda. Let me explain something. You could go back in time, probably not even that long ago, but what, 50 years maybe? You could go back in time and you would never even see a woman that big. You would never even see a human being that big. So there's something going on here, folks, that needs to be talked about. And again, I won't go after these women or attack them. They're out of shape. If they want to be unhealthy or whatever, that's their own thing. I'm never going to promote an unhealthy lifestyle, and I'm going to counter the propaganda media telling you that it's healthy to be obese. That's a lie. But why is it? I mean, I don't have a chart in front of me, but you can probably look at the average weight of a female or a male in America. But in fact, guys, see if you can pull something up, like see if there's a line graph or something or some statistics about the average weight of a female or a male. And I guarantee you that number has gone up in the last 50 years. There's something there. And there's obvious like, okay, the food that is unhealthy that they eat and it's the chemicals in the food. But it's more than that. It's the propaganda as well, and it's this new embracing the lifestyle of laziness and saying, oh, I'm lazy, I'm fat, that's empowering. And then that just becomes an excuse to live an extremely unhealthy lifestyle. And the media says, hey, don't worry about that. You're good. You're great. You look like a beached whale. It's okay. And it's not. But it is the food, folks. It is the seed oils. It is the processed sugar. It is the fast food. It is the soda. And for a nation that apparently cares so much about health post-pandemic, they really don't seem to care. Yeah, there you go. America is fatter than ever. Just in the last 20 years, body weight has gone up 10% in men and 5% in women. Folks, that is huge. No pun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic, from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm told here during the break that the Biden administration is considering giving out $300 gas stimulus checks. I don't know what the official term was. I thought it was something being proposed in California, but apparently it may be a Biden thing. Here's the story this morning from the Gateway Pundit. Democrats refuse new oil production projects, call for $300 a month checks to help Americans pay for record Biden gas prices. Oh, my gosh. So that's just going to add to the inflation. That's just going to add to the inflation, and it's really not going to help anybody at all. I mean, Guys, put that story back up on screen for me, please. So you're just going to get $300 a month to pay for gas now. Oh, my gosh. This is just, this administration is a clown show, man. This is just a clown show. You know, if you want Americans to have more money in their pockets and more money in their bank accounts, here's an idea. Why don't you cut taxes, you bastards? The blood is starting to boil, folks. You know how I hate taxes. Who likes taxes? That's the kind of thing that just knocks you off kilter. It's so clown worldish. Please just cut taxes. No, because they got to give themselves a raise. They still got to get their money on their congressional budgets, which is now. I mean, I'm almost to a point where I'd say that you should not even get paid to work in Congress. Or you should not. I mean, $200,000 to be a member of Congress is way too much. It should be a job of passion. It should be a job of service. Most people in America aren't making $200,000 a year. They're not. Congressional salaries should be no more than $100,000 a year. Even that might be too much. I mean, maybe if we quit spending all this money in foreign countries that don't help us at all, then maybe we could give Congress a bonus. But $300 for an American to buy gas every month, I mean, this is just insulting. This is clown world level stuff now that we're dealing with. So we'll see if that passes, and it won't even matter. You'll get $300 a month for gasoline. That'll add another 3% to the inflation rate. It's not going to solve the problem of the supply chain shortages and the energy shortages. I mean, they can't be serious. But they are. Oh, they are. All right. Since we're talking about that, let's get into some of this other political news here. So we covered this yesterday and we played the clip, but it's imperative that people understand what's being proposed right now. Companies brace for higher compliance costs as SEC proposes climate disclosure. So what are they going to do? So now you're going to be forced to pay climate taxes and carbon taxes, which if you think the price at the pump, let's say, I guess the Biden administration figures the average American is paying $300 more at the pump right now. So they're going to mitigate that by giving you $300. Here's an idea. Cut all the gas taxes. Cut taxes on the gas and oil companies. Maybe they'll lower prices. No, we can't do that. Let's add to the inflation. Let's become full-blown communists. You think that the gas prices going up is devastating people, which, okay, $300 a month, that'll hurt people. That can hurt people if you're spending that on gas and you're on a tight budget. But for most people, it won't completely devastate them. The proposed carbon taxes will be a devastation level economic policy. But what are they going to do? Oh, you're paying more in your carbon tax now, but you can't afford it. So are they going to cut you a check to pay for your carbon tax now too? It's the same difference. Oh, I can't. I'm getting crushed by carbon taxes. Okay, here's a stimulus check to pay for your carbon taxes. And of course, see, this is where you really get down to the root cause of so many problems. And this is why they want the Great Reset, folks, because it's only a matter of time before people start asking the real questions like, if you can just print money out of thin air, why am I paying taxes? See that? Because that's what they do. If the government can print money out of thin air, why am I paying taxes? It's because you're a slave. And that's the kind of awakening process that this country needs to have that shouldn't be political, shouldn't be across party lines, but it's so heavy and overbearing you don't even want to bear the burden of dealing with it and accepting that you have a fiat currency, that you've been lied to about it, and that your government treats you like a slave, forcing you to pay the tax man when they just print money at will whenever the hell they feel like it and give it to foreign countries 24/7. Most of that money gets laundered back into politicians' pockets and or their cronies that they have no bid contracts with. But let me get back to the point. So they can't get their Green New Deal passed. They can't sell the American people that you need to pay just to live. It's not really a good public policy, and it's not really something they can legislate. So they're going to do the end around, and they're going to use the Securities and Exchange Commission to bring in carbon taxes without a single vote, without a single legislation or law passed. It's just going to be, oh, we're just doing this now. And then you'll have the monitors on your vehicles. You'll have the monitors on your house. They've already installed them in most places. So you may see your energy bill go up with the inflation and the energy crisis. So maybe the cost to heat or cool your home went from $200 a month to $250 a month. Well, then you're going to get hit with that carbon tax. And then you're going to probably pay 25% of that in a carbon tax, and so really your energy bill just went to $300 a month. But that's just on an individual basis. They're going to add carbon taxes for driving a vehicle. If you're a business and you deliver goods or services, or you actually have a building that needs heating and cooling, you're going to be paying massive dollar amounts in carbon taxes. And the whole goal here has nothing to do with stopping climate change. You could print $10 trillion tomorrow. You could print a $10 trillion bill tomorrow and say, I'm giving this to the climate change cause, and not a damn thing would change. And any green energy solutions would all have to be built on the back of coal or fossil fuels or natural gas, just like everything else. So it would never work anyway. But that's the apparent logic here is, oh, money will solve climate change. So you pay more, you become even more of a slave, you lose even more prosperity and freedom in the free market. The government gets more money to do what? Give to their friends, give to themselves, in the name of fighting climate change. But see, here's the catch. All the major corporations will be exempt. Google will be exempt. Meta will be exempt. All the big corporations will be exempt. They're going to crush the small businesses, and they're going to crush the individual. And then the hope is that eventually everybody's going to work for Google or Facebook or Amazon. And that's the only way to avoid getting crushed by the system.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, and again, I prayed on this last night, and I'm going to do a good job of not losing my temper here today. It's my one fault, if I have any here as a talk show host, probably my biggest, is just losing my temper. But, you know, I don't like the fact that they're grooming children to be pedophiles and sexual deviants, and I don't like that the Biden administration is currently actively destroying my country, my livelihood, my future, my destiny. So, I mean, I just have to accept it. It's just a matter of fact, I guess. But there's something in me that says, no, you can do something about this. Maybe it's a fool's hope or a fool's errand. But it's like, it's just every break I'm just sitting here, and it's just like, Biden administration crushing America here, crushing America there, destroying our culture here and there. I mean, it's just... Oh, we're getting bombarded from every freaking angle with these people. And it's not going anywhere. There's no leadership seeming to pop up to stop this here. And it's just like, InfoWars and this audience is on an island. Yeah, finally some other people in media are getting a little more truthful and hardcore with it. But, man. Biden is speaking right now live in Brussels, by the way. I'm just overwhelmed by the fact that we have a current administration that wants to crush our country. And, you know, it's like just yesterday, Madeleine Albright dies. And it's like, oh, she's a legend. She's a hero. She's a damn demon. She's a damn war criminal. It's just total bizarro world. And then there's the instinct, knowing this is all going on, and you just have to forget about the fact that you need to start preparing for this country to collapse. So let's go live to Biden here, speaking in Brussels to NATO. Here is the poopy pants, forgetful, sleepy Joe Biden.
I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me. Thank you very, very much.
How long did he go, guys? 10 minutes?
Whoa. No. Yeah, one final question, right. Hey, wait, hold on a second, please. I was supposed to be an hour ago at the European Union meeting and to speak. No, and I'm thanking you. So someone I haven't called on before. You. Who are you?
I'm from the
European
Union.
Okay.
Sir, deterrence didn't work. What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. Sanctions never deter. You keep talking about that.
There we go.
Sanctions never deter. The maintenance of sanctions, the increasing the pain, and the demonstration why I asked for this NATO meeting today is to be sure that after a month we will sustain what we're doing, not just next month, the following month, but for the remainder of this entire year. That's what will stop him.
Wow.
The actions today will have an impact on making Russia change course.
I'm going to translate that for
you. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no. I think what happens is we have to demonstrate the purpose. The single most important thing is for us to stay unified and the world continue to focus on what a brute this guy is and all the innocent people's lives are being lost and ruined and what's going on. That's the important thing. But look, if you're Putin and you think that that Europe is going to crack in a month or 6 weeks or 2 months, why not... They can take anything for another month, but we have to demonstrate. The reason I asked for the meeting, we have to stay fully, totally, thoroughly united. Thank you.
All right. So Biden exiting stage left here. Guys, how long was he live? Because 10, 15 minutes? Okay, about 10, 15 minutes there. We just broke in at the final moment, obviously, as you saw with us. So I'm not sure the full... speech, obviously, I didn't hear it, but what he just said at the end is a big statement, and then there's a big statement he made about what they plan on doing for the rest of the year, and then there is the statements he made about the sanctions. So you're going to have new video clips, compilations, probably by the end of the day, where it's going to be Biden originally saying how the sanctions are going to work and they're going to be tough. And then Psaki saying the sanctions are going to deter Putin. And then the same day, Biden reversing course and saying, no, the sanctions were never meant to stop Putin. But really what he just said is this is going to be a slow burn to starting a larger war with Russia, is basically what he just said. Which to me means they've already decided in a timeline of events, if they can have any control over it, they're going to up the, I would say they would probably move on from saber rattling to actually engaging in physical attacks or threatening physical attacks against Putin after the midterms. And that's basically what Biden just said through my political translation of these political snakes, is they're going to wait till after the midterms to make a real move against Putin, because Putin is the perfect scapegoat for them. And the collapse of our economy and the Bidenflation and the supply chain and everything, they just blame Putin for everything so that when the midterms come along, they don't suffer a total defeat. And that's basically what Biden just admitted there, probably unintentionally, when he said, oh, for the rest of the year, we have this plan. It's going to be a slow burn, a slow buildup to then once they have either a dead duck presidency or a dead duck Congress, to then start doing radical things against Putin, which will be unpopular, but that's why they're going to wait till after the midterms to do it. But again, people will find the clips of Joe Biden talking about how they're going to get tough with sanctions on Putin and how that's going to be effective. And now he says, no, it's not. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And because of the Bidenflation, I mean, we have the numbers here from the Gateway Pundit story, where states like California and Illinois are proposing giving you $300 a month to pay for gasoline. How about you just cut our taxes? The current average for gasoline is $4.23 for regular. A year ago, it was $2.87. And in fact, I believe they even have this broken down by, there was some story that they had broken down. And basically, the price for gas has doubled since Biden got into office. And I'm not sure where that story went on my desk, but that's okay. The price per gallon has doubled since Joe Biden has been in office. Yeah, here it is right here. Election Day 2020, so that's November 2020, gas was $2.11 per gallon. As of March 12th, just 2 weeks ago, gas was $4.34 a gallon. So gas has literally doubled since Biden got into office. Now, we shouldn't be surprised by this. That's part of their policy. That was always part of their plan, their foreign policy and their domestic policy. So it's this weird thing where they get to have their cake and eat it too, where they virtue signal to the far liberal left saying, we're going to stop oil production, we're going to stop all gas, we're going to kill fossil fuel use in America. Well, okay, everybody knows what that means. You're not going to be able to afford to drive a car. Price per gallon is going to hit record highs and energy prices are going to go up. Everybody knows that that's what's going to happen with your policy. And they just leave you to believe that, oh, it's worth it. You're saving the planet. But then they enact the policy and you see the results and you see the record high gas prices and you're paying more for energy. And the prices are only going to keep going up. They're not going to go down anytime soon. They're just going to keep going up. And then they sit there and they say, oh, this isn't our fault, and we're going to help mitigate this, even though it's their official policy that they brag about and promote. How much longer do we have to live in this clown world? How much longer do we have to live in this nonsensical, upside-down world? This illogical world of lies. The Biden administration says they will completely annihilate fossil fuels. The Biden administration blames Putin for the rising price of gasoline. And the media and Congress is just so pathetic, they just go along for the ride.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.